Hi, lovies. It's Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And we are coming to the end of our season 9 of tarot. And we're going to be talking about timing when reading tarot. When considering the timing of when your reading will take place, there are a few tips. Oftentimes, the most obvious way is to read the number on the card, but that might not be enough when you need a direct point of time. And what is the answer when the card does not have a number at all? So, when considering days as a measure of time, you will refer to the suit of swords. Swords represent air, energy is the fastest moving element. When considering weeks as a measure of time, you will refer to the suit of wands. Wands represent fire energy, which is a moderate moving element. When considering months as a measure of time, you will refer to the suit of cups. Cups represent water energy, which is a flowier, but dependent on other factors, moving element. When considering years as a measure of time, you will refer to the suit of pentacles. Pentacles represent earth energy, which is the slowest moving element. When faced with the queen, king, or knight or knave, the answer implies another party has to do with the speed of when your reading will take place. This could be an obstacle or a helpful person that needs to be involved.